The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460. Hello, Carl. It's election
Hello.
Day.
Hello. This is the day. This is the day you make a change in America. It is in our hands. And today, America gets the president. Because this is when we vote for that one person. And they are so diametrically opposed. There's none of this, well, they've both got good ideas on this or this. They are diametrically opposed. So
I'm not sure I like what you just said. We get the president we deserve. Okay, so here's what I think a lot of people, why there's so many people feel that Northern California and Southern California should be split into two states. When you look on the electoral map or you look at the leanings of the states, all of California is blue. I'm sorry, but where we live up here, as well as Sacramento and various areas, kind of curious why everything's blue and we don't see this. There's a lot of mayhem going on right here, and it's right. Very hard for me to concentrate with all this hand signals. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, what we're saying is I think you can still play ads.
We need
on.
To get it. Okay.
You can still play ads.
I was under the impression that you could not run a political ad on election day. I could be wrong.
No, I think that we've run it before because I think it's okay as long as you're not politicking in front of the polls itself. I think they're still running ads.
So let's go back to the blue.
Trying to keep you out of trouble.
I know.
Thank you. Let's go back to the blue and let's go back to the way that the map looks. And when you say you get the president you deserve, I think that that's a pretty heavy-handed statement.
Okay, let me put it this way. The way it's set up, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. Because you have an area like Northern California and other places, and in Central California and in Central Washington and Central Oregon, they're all voting probably Republican. They're not voting for Hillary. But because the cities along the coast have the big population, they're going to swing the Electoral College in their favor. So you're absolutely right. When I said that, it's today we vote for the President of the United States, who through the Electoral College will be seated. Now, so many of us are going to, and it's no secret, I couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I cannot vote for her. I cannot bring myself to believe that she's going to be truthful and have the best interest of America at heart. She has never shown that before. And she, when she is in a position of power, she makes mistakes and big mistakes. So this is where I'm at. So, yes, I am voting against her. But I'm also voting for Trump because I think he's got ideas and he can do things that we need to do. Now, I deserve if Hillary wins. You're right. I don't deserve that. But our nation has spoken, though. Our nation has spoken. And so now we have to get together after whatever it is, whatever the election is get together and move forward. Let's go to the phones. Gary.
Good morning. All right. For what it's worth, a friend of mine called last night explicitly to tell me he just completed a road trip to the Mexican border, 1,400 miles plus. No Hillary signs other than Hillary for prison. Everything was for Donald Trump, including driving through L.A., whatever.
Well,
and that dovetails with my recent road trip of about 4 weeks ago through Oregon, central the coast, and then central Oregon, and the Trump signs were about 20-1. And Carl, didn't you just recently go to Sacramento?
I did, and the only signs I saw were Trump signs. But
one of my neighbors.
That's true.
Went south. I don't know how far, but down the valley, and that's all I saw was Trump signs. So,
you think Trump can
electoral college map, and the blue is really not blue.
Well, I tell you what, it's true. But how much money did Clinton and Trump spend in California? Not a lot. And why is this? They kind of pretty much feel that Clinton's going to get it. Now, it is true. There are a lot of signs out there. But again, you go, it's down the Central Valley and it's west or it's east of the five. And you have to remember, where's the heavy voting? I mean, where's all the people? It's east. It's west of the five.
I know. Metropolitan
areas.
Areas,
and they are. They have been third generation in many cases of not having jobs, of not having a good education, because this is all they know right now, because there hasn't been any changes in the last 8 years, and maybe even 12 or 16 years, who knows, but it's time to make some changes. Maybe people have seen it and says, you know what, I don't just assume because I am a person of color, you've got my vote. Right now, I don't have jobs, they're moving all the jobs around here away, nobody really cares about us, maybe we need a change. Maybe people will listen to that. We'll see. Okay, thanks a lot, Gary.
Wake up. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the rest of the day. Bye.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
too.
And you know what? We're going to take your calls because, you know, I think that there's a lot of people need to
express
themselves. We do have special guests coming on, really not politically bent. We're going to be talking about some health and some issues. Other than that, which is really important because guess what? After the election today, we got to think about, you know, health and
Obamacare. Obamacare finished as we know it?
I'm not really sure, but let's go to Bob. How are you doing today, Bob?
Oh, pretty good. The voting yesterday for me was pretty painless. I went down and dropped our ballots into the ballot box. And amazingly, this is the first time I've ever seen a crowd down at the elections office in the lobby down there.
Well, you know, this is kind of strange because, I was watching news this morning. They were diners. They were diners across America.
Right.
It was really cool
because
you're in diners, you know, so that's where people are out early in the morning and all that. And this one guy says, I've always been first. I've always been first at the polls.
Right.
Today I was 15th. He goes, when I really got down there early. And so people that haven't voted in a long time, I think, are going to be out there voting.
I hope so. I know we are going today to our established, now, today, Driving Through Coffee. The gal who I go to, where I get my coffee in the morning on the way here, was saying that her district where she votes has changed. I go, honey, you better get on that right away. Because she's been for 15 years gone to one place. That would be like, us, for some reason, something came through the mail, we didn't see it. We know where we go. We're very comfortable going there. Right, it's a routine. Right after the show, we go up there and we vote. What if it all of a sudden
changed someplace
changed
else?
And we didn't know about it?
Well, we have to find it. We got all day to find it. Now, here's the other thing. The great people across the street are, that passed away. I'm thinking about going into the polling place today and giving them his name. Just to see if they'll give me a ballot.
Well, there were two.
And what if they did?
Well, start the GoFundMe account to throw your bail.
Yeah, what if they did? Because I'm sure he's still on the voting rolls.
We don't have to show our ID.
Don't have to show our ID. I can just walk in there. I went in there one day as Rick Bassetti. They knew better. Okay.
Okay. So going along with that, what you were talking about, when I was going through the headlines, there was a lady who voted twice, and it was a dead person.
Well,
I mean,
people are saying
that's illegal as you get, right? So twice she was caught, twice.
Well, people say that
used to say in Chicago, vote early, vote often.
Yeah. Well.
Really? Hey, what's the weather look like? Let's talk about that. We've kind of gotten off the whole little bit of our routine here, but so has everybody else on today's election day. So, we're just there's a lot of passes. Be kind today, by the way. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are, you know, there's going to be a lot of, there's wild anticipation in the air, if you get that. It's almost like if we were in Chicago and the Chicago, you know, we were Chicago fans and the Chicago Cubs were playing. It's that kind of like, you know, energy. So 7:15 in the morning, it's currently 52 degrees. Our highs today, gosh, is that it? 74. Well, actually, when you think about it, it's so nice. It was such a beautiful day yesterday. Our lows are going to be about 52, mostly sunny tomorrow. Aren't we on live remote tomorrow?
We are. We're going to be down at the Cornerstone Bank because we're collecting money for RABA and for veterans to give veterans bus passes.
Okay.
And it worked out just great the last few years. So we're going to be down there. So we expect you to come by, say hello, drop off a check or, you know, coins, whatever, because RABA matches it. And that way, veterans that need to ride the buses, and this isn't just homeless veterans, it's veterans that may not have cars or older veterans that don't drive anymore. Now they can ride around town and mm-hmm. they can go out for the electric bills, they mm-hmm. can go out to the airport, they can do all these things.
And Thursday calls for a high of 76. That's great. You know, we have just a beautiful day. Slight chance of showers on Friday night. And that's a bit. Partly cloudy on Saturday around 52. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, locally owned. So we always talk about keep it local, stay local. Somebody who's very conscientious, the Kennys, they are great people. And by the way, if you ever need anything with gas and propane or anything like that, check them out.
Okay.
365-2793.
On this Friday also, on November 11th, we'll be at Crown Motors for their Salute to the Veterans event. $100 of each vehicle sold on this weekend of Veterans Day will go to two local veterans charities, the Welcome Home and the Military Order of the Purple Heart, both local charities, plus 10% discounts on parts and labors to military families active and retired for the month. And I have used that already. In fact, I'm dropping off the truck to get my window fixed. It doesn't go down. Well, it goes down. It doesn't go up.
Right.
Which is...
So you have to just keep it.
I went in there the other day and they fixed it. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. But before we do that, let's go to Mary Lou. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you guys?
We are peachy.
Gibson. Good. Commander Gibson, of course, and Mary Lou, we're in the parade on... Saturday, it was the best Veterans Day parade ever. You looked regal in your car, and what a great picture of Commander in the paper.
I was so proud of him.
Yes.
We are all proud of him.
We're always proud of him, but especially that day.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about the media bias. Last night, I was going to read Drudge Report. One subject that came up was Bill helps Hillary as she staggers. I was, that's interesting. So I clicked on the byline, and the screen went completely black. It then said, media blocked. I then tried Firefox and saw it for a couple of seconds, and the screen became fuzzy. This morning, there is not one word about her staggering on the computer. So tell me about the media being biased in the tank for one candidate.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's obvious that that's what's happening. And I did see that last night. And there were a lot of people around. But, she stumbled, and he was helping her get into the car. So,
yeah, but I don't like them blanking
out.
No,
they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that.
No.
Once it's up, it should be out there. Okay, Mary Lou.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Too,
we love you.
Love you, too.
Stay hanging there. We're going to take a break when we come back.
Kay. We'll get to Kay as soon as we get back from this break.
And also, a couple famous, really, 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 really famous people came out and said, Trump, we're for you. Wait till you hear this one.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Wednesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaride.com.
It's time to stuff the truck at Taylor Motors. Join Taylor Motors as the community comes together to donate turkeys, hams, clothing, and toys for roughly 800 local families in need. The trucks from the Good News Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army will be there at the ready in the front lot of Taylor Motors. It's a simple drive-through and handoff and does so much good for a family through the holidays. Please join us in changing someone's life. It's Stuff the Truck at Taylor Motors Thursday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because everyone deserves a Merry Christmas.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Fairy Tale Endings. Beverly Meekow was starting a new chapter by raising her young granddaughter to ensure she has a brighter future. But her fixed income was complicating their happy story. Enter Tri-Counties Bank mortgage loan specialist Bill O'Neill and his team. They offered ways Beverly could consolidate her current mortgage and other debt into a lower fixed-rate home loan, reducing her total monthly loan expenses and saving her a princely sum every month. The Tri-Counties Bank team even made arrangements to have her new loan documents signed and notarized in the comfort of her own home. Fairy tales do come true. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, fairy tale endings. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Start your holidays off right and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, and your share of $15,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $15,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing is on Wednesday, November 30th, where you can rake in on the hard cash harvest and win $500. 30 winners. Imagine what you could do with all that cash. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's Election Day, the 8th of November. 52 degrees, going up to 74 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 605-4567. Give us a call. How do you feel today about Election Day? Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning. Kay, good morning.
I know, that was a long time to hold, Kay. Sorry.
Hello, Kay.
Hi, Carl.
There you go.
Hey.
Hi.
What you got?
Well, when you go to vote, before you go into the polling place, right at the door, around the door, there should be the list of the roster of everybody who's registered to vote at that polling place. And just check the roster and see if your neighbor's on there.
Huh.
Well, if he's on there, can I vote twice?
No.
I know how he's going to vote.
No, he told me. He told me. If he's on there, report it to
yeah,
the
that's probably a good
clerk.
Idea. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that, and that's your civic duty.
It is. That's
yeah.
true. Well, we can do that.
Have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Kay.
Happy voting.
You too, Kay.
Hey, by the way, I thought this was kind of interesting. So this morning, you know, of course, I go between all the stations, and many of you who listen to a show know that, you know, I listen. I go not only through my internet, do I go through different websites and headline news, world news. I also do that with satellite. I listen to our station. I flip around between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. Anyway, so this morning, interestingly enough, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have called up Trump and said, you know, we voted for you. Separately, of course, in a letter. And I just thought that was really interesting because, you know, he called today and said, here's what he said. I told you I support you. You're my friend and I voted for you. And I said, Tom, you voted for me, you support me, and I'm allowed to say it tonight in the massive crowd in New Hampshire. He said, if you want to say it, you can say it. Okay, Tom, that's what a champ is all about.
There you go. You know, and Tom Brady was taking heat for it, as was Belichick. But you know, but why should they take heat for who they're voting for?
Right.
I mean, of course, I guess there's a lot of other people who take heat because they're voting for Hillary. We have friends that are former friends that were voting for Hillary. No, I'm just kidding, friends. I've got family. That's
I'm sure.
Voting for
I'm
Hillary.
Sure you
no,
do.
No, no, not the family you know. This is a cousin.
Oh.
This is a cousin. I'm, you know, I still hold out great hope and faith in my sister. That.
Well, we're not going to go. You know, I have nieces and nephews, and I'd be curious to see, you know, I haven't heard or talked with them. One is living abroad. And I'm curious to know, you know, the younger generation. This is a conversation I had with the gal in the coffee shop that owns the business, pays the taxes, and is saying, our younger generation is just like, and I said, have we coddled them so much that they don't know what it, you know, just don't know hard work?
Well, I can. I
Not
tell you
everybody,
what,
you know.
I
it's
tell
just
you
kind
what,
of
I know
over.
A lot of Marines and soldiers and sailors out there that they're, if they were coddled, we should coddle everybody that way.
Okay.
Because they are just outstanding young men and women, and they're coming home. And here's one of the problems is getting jobs when they come back, and that would be something I hope that a change would do. Hey, now from November 5th, which has already gone by, through November 12th, next Saturday, there's a fundraiser, proudly supporting United States Submarine Veterans, Inc., the Cuttlefish base down at Jersey Mike's, which has just the greatest sandwiches ever, Jersey Mike's. And it's down, of course, next to Trader Joe's. But you've got these, they've got meal deals, free chips and drinks. They've got $2 off any regular sub and free regular sub with the purchase of any regular sub and 22-ounce fountain drink. And this comes and goes for the Submarine Veterans Inc. Cuttlefish. That was, of course, Commander Gibson and all of his friends. And this is a great fundraiser. And Jersey Mike's are just great people anyway for helping veterans. They stand up for veterans everywhere. Reading Midas is honoring veterans and a thank you for your service on November 11th only. Come to Reading Midas for a free oil change. Hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Services take about an hour. Thank you again from Reading Midas to our veterans. One car per household, and please have your ID there. You know, and you can get ID that shows you were a veteran. And Cookies and Yogurt, salute our veterans. As a salute to our local veterans, Cookies and Yogurt, located in Hartnell Avenue behind Humble Joe's in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, will provide a free gourmet cookie and coffee to any veteran on Veterans Day this Friday, November 11th. There's all types of other things going on, too, we'll be talking about here the next couple of days, about places you can go and get free, like free breakfast and free, there used to be a free steak at one place around town, if you are a veteran. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be back and see if any of our guests have shown up or they're all out voting. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, a veteran-owned business who Ted teaches all over Northern California, now down into Southern California. This is what he does. This is his business, is teaching people concealed carry, hunter safety, carbine, advanced pistol, all of these. And all of his instructors are NRA instructors. All of them have been through the school.
schools. Provides the most complete CCW training you're going to find anywhere. They just graduated a class this last weekend. They have an advanced class, advanced pistol, on the 20th of November. I don't know if it's too late to sign up for that. He also has a carbine to pistol class. That's going the same day. So take a look, and if you would like to sign up for this, check it out at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:30 on Election Day.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you live in the Redding city limits and you're concerned about the finances of your city, you're not alone. For the past 4 years, Gary Cadd has been the voice of the people on the city council, looking out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, and the taxpayer. We suffer from not enough police officers, slow response times, skyrocketing pension costs, lack of jail space, and lack of good jobs. The millions of dollars of unfunded pensions are the elephant in the room, and to date have not been fully addressed by the city.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, asking for your vote for re-election to the Redding City Council.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
Attend, whoo! Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We didn't start the fire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the most important day, I think, of this year and maybe even of this decade. This is Election Day. If you haven't voted already, as many, many of you have, and by the way, so many people have voted already. I have comments on that here in a couple minutes. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, you're looking for a place to work out that is clean, professional, has everything you could possibly imagine, and more than it's Wellgate Sports Club. Not only do they have all the machines, all the free weights, and the indoor swimming pool.
Check out the saltwater swimming pool. And, of course, Kathleen Cowling, who's a wonderful trainer. In fact, I do have a girlfriend that came up to me the other day and said, she's having problems with her arthritis. And the perfect place to go actually exercise is in where you have the buoyancy of the saltwater pool, and experts that can help you keep your muscles strong as much as they can. And it's also been great for people with veterans that are coming back that are wounded, paraplegics, people with PTSD. There's all kinds of wonderful programs that they have that the pool can help with this getting back into healing, getting back into the rhythmical part of what your body should get into.
Yoga.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Of course it does. Yoga, spinning classes, they've got it all, including a the Boheme Spa, all at Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. Bob turned me off.
I didn't turn you off, actually. The monitor.
Turned me off.
If he's, you could not hear. They could hear.
Oh, okay.
You could
okay.
hear.
Oh, I could.
I was just going to comment that I enjoy it down there immensely.
Well, that's important to know that if that goes off and I can't hear, but they can hear that.
Yeah, so don't go
okay,
off.
Okay, then I'm going, what the? Okay. All right, no. And Bob, you look great. Bob's been down there for, gosh, I tell you what, it is so noticeable.
I have passed 30 pounds.
Yay.
Oh. There's 30 pounds less of me than when I started
there
back in March.
Fantastic.
There,
yeah.
Give
congratulations.
Him a call. 768-1205. All right. Gosh.
You well, know. You know what? Not only are we voting for presidents, we're voting for senators. We're voting for you've got
That's important that you just said.
Well, we are voting for representation.
If you can't bring yourself to vote for one of the choices, which I think is a mistake, I think you need to vote. And then look at all of these other important things that are happening around here. Of course, there's congressmen. There's state senators or state assemblymen. There's two supervisors from Shasta County that are running. And there's four people running for city council seats, running for two seats. One incumbent, Gary Cadd, and three that are challenging, Adam McElvain, Julie Winter, and, of course, Leah Tate. I have no idea. I have no idea how this is going to turn out because nobody does polls. Same thing with the supervisor's race. Of course, Daly has got the assembly because nobody's running against Daly. The state senator between Gaines and Rowan. Gaines, of course, has been there a long time. He's got all the money. And Rowan is running against him because he says he doesn't think Gaines is representing the district that well. And then, of course, there's Doug LaMoffer running against Jim Reed. And Jim Reed is a perennial challenger to Doug LaMoffer, the incumbent, of course. But he thinks he's got a better chance this time because of Hillary, that more people are coming out to vote and the Republicans won't. No, I think it's just the opposite. I think there's more people. I think a lot of Republicans are coming out for the first time to vote. So I'm not sure how this is going to work out for Jim Reed. But then again, who knows? Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning, buddy.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
You know, I've been listening to the radio and you're talking about an election. This isn't an election. This is a change in our country. It could be a change in our country that's going to affect us the rest of our lives.
Well, that's
and
true.
I think this day is going to go down in history, right along with some of the most dangerous and exciting days that we've ever seen.
Well, you know what? There's a you know, when people say to me, "Oh, I know about voting," I said, "Hey, look, here's the one thing you have to keep telling yourself. SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States."
That's exactly right.
There it is. There's the, you know, that's the whole thing.
If the wrong person gets in, that's going to affect us till the day we die.
And this is for my Democrat friends. I mean, you know, there's, you're looking at that a concerted attack on the Second Amendment, something that has stood for hundreds of years, that, you know, having the right to own guns, have guns in your house. Ms. Clinton said she did not agree with that Heller decision that said you can own a gun and have it in your house. And then you get into things like attacks on the Christian religion. I believe that that's going to happen, with depending on who you put in the Supreme Court, that the Christians in our country are going to be forced to put aside their true beliefs or be prosecuted under the law.
I should say
persecuted.
And, I hope that the general public fully understands that.
Well,
I've got to run. But
okay, Henry. Make sure you vote if you haven't already. Vote twice. Okay, thanks.
How about some hanging chads?
Yeah, some hanging chads here. Okay. Now,
I wonder if anybody remembers that. You know, that was a period of time. Like wasn't that during Gore?
That was Gore and Bush. And the hanging chads where they're saying, wait a minute, that was punched out. That should count. And then, you know, and then this is Gore.
Chads.
Gore won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. Yeah. It's happened before. Mm. Now, here's something else, too, is people are saying is that these new automatic and electronic voting machines can be hacked. Of course they can. If you can hack into a multi-level security server, you can hack into a voting machine.
I will hasten to add that by law, most of these machines, if not all, are not connected to the public internet.
Okay, well, yeah. That's cool. Well, then that's okay. Well, that's if that's the case, so they're not connected to anything. Yeah. But there also can be. Whoever picks them up.
The votes are transferred and a group of people pick up either the disk or the hard drive or the flash drive, and it is transported with a chain of custody.
Okay.
I feel better then.
So it's not connected to an internet or anything like that. Well, hell, there goes my conspiracy theory. Okay. That's gone. All right, so now, okay, here's the next one. Busloads of people were being driven from one polling place to another because they've already got the names and they're voting several times. How about that one? Is that a good conspiracy theory? Is that happening? It could be.
It did happen.
It did happen
in the past election.
It did. Well, you know, and people say, well, when's the last time election was changed because of voter fraud? You could go back to the 1960 election. When the organized crime gave Chicago to Kennedy, and that made the difference, and it's a well-known fact now that hundreds of thousands of dead people were voting, and it changed the election's face. So when you say, "Oh, it's never happened before," well, yeah, it has. It happened back then. You know, has it happened in other places? I don't know. You know, but the point is how many people are voting that shouldn't be voting in today's election? And I'm not just talking about ignorant people. Because, you know, if you're a citizen and you're ignorant, you can vote, as opposed to people who should not really be voting.
I'm curious with our listeners, where are you going for your information this morning? Are you online? Of course, we heard from Mary Lou about Drudge.
Has anybody made up their mind?
What? I'm just asking, yeah. When you're looking to see, are you watching the television? Are you going between, flipping between the channels? Are you online, where do you go online? Curious to hear from our listeners. And you can even get in the chat pack if you want. Let us know what you're doing. Because right now I'm going between Drudge, yes, and even Huffington Post, and again, USA Today, but I'm also going to World, I'm going to BBC. I'm just looking to see what other parts of the world are thinking about our election. And I just want to know, you know, where you're going to find out your information today.
You know, and here's something else too. And maybe I'm speaking to the it's like bringing coals to Newcastle or as they say. But you know, Shirley Papini, this young lady has not been found yet.
Intense.
And it is very intense. But she is just like one of many in California and other places that has, you know, been abducted. And I just pray for her, and that, you know, now it's gone nationwide. And if you've got a Facebook account or you've got friends that you email to, a lot of different friends from different places, it's worth it to share the story on your Facebook account to all your friends and ask them to share it too. Because she's someplace. And the family thinks that she's no longer in the area. We don't know that. You know, the question is, you know, where she could have been taken to. And, you know, when you read about this woman, the more you read about her, you realize just, gosh, what a great little family they have. And you can understand how the family is just devastated. And I don't even know if he's told his kids yet that she's missing. I'm not even sure that the kids know.
Well, they, you know.
I mean, they know something's going. They know mom's
obviously,
not here.
Obviously, kids are not. But they're such sponges. They feel it.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk with some more people about what's happening here with Frank. Oh, right. And Frank and Signe, we're going to have them on. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading with the only trained watch repairman. We're going to take a quick break. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Candies and tears roll down the street.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend only.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Wednesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaride.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Election Day. It's Election Day, and if you haven't gone out, if you haven't voted already, now is the day to do it. Get your sticker there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, they've been in the business, voted best in the North State. They are our guys of choice. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
Let's go to the phones. Frank, you're on the line and live on our show this morning. Election Day. What's on your mind?
Well, here's something for you to ponder. Mark Levin said, I forget, a week or so ago, they're talking about the elections coming up and whether they could be rigged or not. He made the statement, he said, well, you can think about this. The company that was given the contract for the voting machines is a Spanish company, and the company is owned by Soros.
Oh, okay.
So he said, "How?" And then he named the states, but I didn't, you know, your mind goes crazy when you hear something like that. I did not write down the 24 states where these machines are in.
Okay.
So how about that to ponder?
Well, that's something else to throw in. You know, but I vote by pencil. I go in and I pencil my votes in. I mean,
yes.
I do. I just, for some reason, I just like doing that. I pencil the votes in. You know, I hold them and then I walk reverently over to the voting booth and I drop, or the poll box and I drop it in there.
Right.
Thanks, Frank. Let's go to,
Signe.
Signe, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I had a call. I wanted to comment on our situation here and remind people that evil is as evil does, and God's relationship is with his people. And when they start doing evil, then things happen that we don't like. And so in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's a famous verse that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
Okay.
That is my prayer, and as far as, and also on top of that, fasting is always good. It's a huge part of our history in God answering our prayers. And the other thing, Linda mentioned websites to go to for good information, and there are so many. My husband is, he can find gold in on that internet. The American Thinker, Anonymous, Breitbart, there are so many.
Federalist
Papers. And
then our
local station, KVIP, has political shows on, and you just go to their site and scroll and find what time they're on, and they're very good when you want to hear from a biblical Christian standpoint.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just
so
looking at
Plus, you can listen to our station and get those all the time,
listen,
too.
Listen, I'm living up. We just went up to Breitbart, so that's great. I appreciate that, and thank you for your prayer. And, yes, we do need to that, and I do believe in fasting. Fasting, and we haven't done it in a long time, but when Carl and
Obviously,
I first met, we fasted when we first met in order to clear and pray to where we wanted to go in the future, and I think that helped us to buy the
station. There's nothing wrong with prayers.
No, and also cleaning your body so you can get clear with your messages, and that's a great thing. Thank you for that being centeredness feeling today.
And we can still vote and pray that God heals our land.
There you go.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, that's big.
All right, let's go to Coach Bob. Good morning, Coach. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just have a quick comment. I think that if Hillary Clinton wins the election today, it will be largely because of the thousands and thousands of votes cast by veterans and Civil War veterans, I might add.
Civil War.
Sorry, I just had to do it, and that's all I've got.
Okay, so Hillary, if she wins, it'll be because if she wins by all these veterans votes, veterans from the Civil War voting. Okay. Hey, the info on the Diebold, what is that? Diebold's
okay,
is that the one about the voting?
Right. That was a 2006 documentary appeared on HBO called Hacking Democracy, and it focused on the Diebold voting machines that's now called Diebold Election Systems. They manufactured electronic voting hardware. That resulted in a lot of legislation, though chief among that the machines had to have a chain of custody and could not be connected to the public internet. So there could still be problems, but it's mostly with an individual machine being tampered with, not a widespread tampering of the vote.
Okay, got it. Well, you know what, and that's good because, you know, that just makes me feel better because I'd hate to think that it could be, you know, that could be something like this, that somebody could just, you know, plug in from another country and change things, even if Soros does own it, you know, not that he is, anyway. Okay, we got other people on, gosh, the phone lines are just lit up today.
Well, people need to speak. They need to be heard.
And then, you know what? Yes.
And you know what? There's a blessing in a certain sense. We had a guest that didn't show up. And you know what? It's all right because this is, again, this is Election Day. People need to let's go to, oh.
Let's go to our friend, Dr. Pius DeNuca. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
And you, I think of you. I'm sorry. I wanted to say this out. I think of you when I think about people who lived in other parts of the world and have come to America, worked on becoming a citizen, care about the Constitution, and you're a shining example of that. So, okay, so what do you have on your mind? Just want to tell you that we love you.
No man has gone before, yes.
Yes.
I just want to make a quick comment. Whatever happens today, probably half the country will be very happy and other half will be very sad and upset. But I want everyone to remember this, that this country is founded on this principle that parties don't matter. Each one of us is a party of one. Both the parties are going to disappoint us, and each one of us individually will have to pick ourselves up and our family up and work for our family and immediate neighborhood. And in all we do for each other individually and for our family and community is what matters. And that's what the Constitution is based on. The government is not going to protect us. Doesn't matter who does it belong to, whichever party. Ultimately, we have to watch out for ourselves.
You're right. We have to take care of ourselves. Take care of our fellow man.
So be a party of one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for those wise words.
You know, talking, you know, probably so many different times when he's been on the show is that America being the shining city on the hill, and then talking to other immigrants who have come here, and they've melded into our society. They're not migrating in and forming their own enclaves and everything. I hope that we continue to be that. I hope we continue to be that place where there's freedoms, where people can come and make something of themselves, where they can have that religious freedom, when they can be a Christian or a Muslim or a Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, you know, Methodist, whatever, and practice your religion without worrying about somebody coming in and suing you or the government coming in and persecuting you. I mean, that's, you know, religious freedom here in the United States. And I don't know, for some reason that it's got to be is that, hey, look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. I'm not going to tell you can't do that, but don't tell me how to live mine, kind of thing, you know? And people go, oh, no, that just means is that you'll discriminate. No, doesn't mean that. Just means is if – you know, you have the old saying is that you have a right to refuse service to people now and then. Well, you can do that for a variety of reasons. Of course, once you go down that road, though, and then you start making, you know, that observations. I've lived down south and I saw what that was. I saw what discrimination was on big time. Down there, anywhere from bathrooms to water fountains to just places to go eat, places to the swimming pools. The swimming pools in the South, when they segregated, integrated everything, swimming pools in the South closed down. Did you know that?
Heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, they closed down because they didn't want black children and white children swimming together. Isn't that weird? When you think about it, how weird that is. But that happened in a little place called Stantonsburg, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They had the public swimming pool, but when it integrated, it just shut down. And we had moved away. When we came back, we can go swimming. No, that's shut down.
And you catch glimpses of that still in casual conversations, and it's not all on one side.
No.
It's very distressing.
There is. So, anyway, today's a big day. Now, when we come back after the news, Dr. Primula Danuka, Pius Danuka's wife's going to be here. We're going to talk for a while about lung affair that's coming up, raising awareness of lung cancer, what you can do about it, you know, these things. And she'll give us a good half hour of what's happening there. And then we're going to go back to talking election, talking some of the propositions that are coming up, some of the local elections, and going from there. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, veteran-owned business there at 2143 Hilltop Drive. That has the greatest when it comes to hot drinks or cold drinks at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, and there they also have brews of different kinds.
Coffee beans,
all that
holiday
stuff.
Coffee beans. I mean, again, it's hard to believe, but here we are. It's the 8th, and Thanksgiving is just a few weeks off. So if you're going to go visit family, or you've been invited to sit with friends, a good hostess gift to bring is like a half or a pound of coffee beans, and you can get pumpkin, Santa. There's all kinds of different names of stuff. But anyway, we do have to go after this break.
That's right, and walk next door to the Finest Tobacco Emporium right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. When we come back after the news, Dr. Primula Danuka and Lung Affair.
News brought to you from Town Hall by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Reverend Franklin Graham calling on Christians in America to pray and then vote today.
I pray that God's church across this country will rise up and go to the polls by the tens of millions to vote, and that America will see that there is a God and that he showed up.
As for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, he is expressing confidence on this election day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump told Fox and Friends he's going to win a lot of states, but in the phone interview he acknowledged who knows what happens ultimately. He said the presidential campaign has been an amazing process, and Trump said he took a little heat for bringing up illegal immigration from the day he launched his campaign, but in the end he said it was the right thing to do. Greg Clugston, New York.
Three small New Hampshire towns kicked off Election Day this year by voting just after midnight. It is allowed there because the towns have fewer than 100 residents. Polls in Dixville's Notch, and Millsfield all open and were soon closed after everybody cast those ballots, thanks to a 16-4 advantage in one of those venues. Trump took the early lead, 32-25. In New York, a few more people turning out to vote and more security concerns as a result. And Police Commissioner James O'Neill says thousands of officers will be on the streets.
What is the security picture going to look like to the average New Yorker? They're going to see a lot of police. They're going to see a lot of uniforms.
Just like they would on New Year's Eve, he says. Correspondent Brian Rohan reports that Iraqi investigators are probing a mass grave discovered yesterday by troops advancing on the northern town of Mosul.
The Iraqi troops had been advancing near a town called Hammam al-Alil, and as they came close to it, they, off the side of the road, there was an agricultural college, and they came across this grave. It's a mass grave. There's clothes in there, bones, bodies, and some of the bodies look like they've been decapitated.
That is correspondent Brian Rohan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In a first-of-its-kind ruling, an Israeli rabbinical authority has seized the passport of an American businessman and barred him from leaving the country for more than a year, claiming he is responsible for his son's refusal to grant his wife a divorce. With the draconian punishment, Israel's rabbinical court system has dramatically extended its reach. Justifying it, though, Ruth Halperin Kadari, an Israeli women's rights advocate, she says an Israeli woman who has not been granted that Jewish divorce needs one.
Incarcerating or confiscating the passport of her father-in-law, there should definitely be an alternative way.
Under millennia-old Jewish law, a woman needs the approval of her husband to dissolve a marriage. In Israel, where all marriages are subject to religious law, this norm has left thousands of women in legal limbo due to husbands who refuse to grant those divorces. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Beijing has made an unprecedented intervention in Hong Kong politics to block two lawmakers from taking office.
The ruling from China has angered many in Hong Kong. Critics accuse Beijing of abusing its power and undermining the territory's courts. China says its national sovereignty is more important than anything else, and has warned that other legislators who advocate independence could face legal action. And now, Hong Kong's leader has hinted that he may want to pass a controversial national security law that critics say would undermine free speech.
This is BBC's Hellier Chung reporting from Hong Kong. New York City police are taking a closer look at surveillance video today in the investigation of a fatal subway shove at the bustling station beneath Times Square. A train crushed a passenger to death yesterday afternoon after another woman pushed her onto the tracks. Witnesses flagged down two police officers on the platform and reported the crime. More details on all these stories to be found at townhall.com.
We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Election Day. The 8th of November, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And what's the weather look like for Election Day?
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's about 54 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with our temperatures around 74. Our lows will be around 52 today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with our highs of 75. Actually, the temperature just jumped. It's 56 degrees currently. Let's move forward to Wednesday night with our lows of around 51. Thursday will be sunny with our highs of around 76. Friday night, slight chance of showers. Of course, mostly cloudy and it's Veterans Day. Saturday, chance of showers again, partly sunny with our highs of 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. That's a kind of a forecast here for the next 4 or 5 days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. 365-3793.
Okay. You know, we're going to have more election stuff here a little bit later in the show, but right now we're with Dr. Primula Dinuca.
Good morning.
My gosh, I'm just...
That's all right. Let me follow through here. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So Primula Dinuca is here this morning to talk about something that's very important here. We just talked about statistics. About 250,000 people a year are diagnosed with lung cancer.
New patients every year, about 250,000.
New patients. And what we're saying is that it really, besides melanoma, lung cancer is the second highest killer.
It's the number one killer,
okay.
But incidence is second highest there.
So we just need to pay attention. So we're here to talk about mm-hmm. an affair that's coming up and a little bit more about you. So tell us what you want to get out to our listeners today.
November is lung cancer month.
November.
So November. This is every year we do lung cancer awareness programs. And Lung Affair is a non-for-profit that we sponsor and support. And it is sponsoring a bingo bash on November 14th at Wind River Casino. I would love more and more people to come over there so we can they can learn more facts about lung cancer and its causes and how we can help, how as a society we can make a difference there. So this is tickets are only $20, which includes tickets as well as food, so it's very cheap. It's just getting public together.
Now, we were talking a little bit again about some statistics, too, that not just because you smoke doesn't mean you can get that you're going to have lung cancer, and that there are a lot of people who get lung cancer who have never smoked.
Exactly. About 5% of people who have never smoked can get lung cancer. We have a tendency of attributing lung cancer everybody to their own faults, which is one reason why it has so much less funding and so much less attention as far as cancer goes. But I believe it is just like other cancers. We have some people have genetic predisposition, some people have environmental risk factors. Smoking is a big factor that predisposes to it or makes it worse. Adding to other things, environmental or genetic, that are present. And so there are many things that go with it. It's not just one thing. So instead of blaming the victim, I rather believe that we all are more attentive to it if we can pay attention, reduce our factors that can increase the risk, and do better as a society again.
Mm-hmm. The it's hard to figure out. Symptoms don't show themselves right away.
That is very true, Carl. Early on, especially, there are no symptoms. Lung has such compensatory capacity that even half of the lungs are gone, we are still working perfectly okay most of the time, especially in routine activities. So early symptoms are practically not there. Later, you do start getting some symptoms of cough, irritation, some pain around your chest area. So those are vague symptoms. Sometimes people attribute it to age and don't pay enough attention. So actually, that is one reason we are not able to detect it early. And that is one, again, reason why we have such high mortality from this cancer. Because we detect it late, we are not able to do a whole lot after it is in stage 3 or 4 stages, and we lose people. So if we can do an early detection, that would be great. But again, right now we are in a position where early detection, we don't have good methods of early detection, good safe methods. We do have x-rays, which don't give us much information. We have CT scans, but they're expensive. Government doesn't want to fund it. And it causes risk of radiation exposure too, even though it is small, but still. So we are in a catch-22 position, not having enough resources put forward for it for early detection, and not having good results on it.
Well, and that's unfortunate, because we've got other cancers that we have a lot of people spend a lot of money fighting.
Exactly.
And are not preventable, but they're very treatable.
Absolutely.
But lung cancer is, I think you're right. I think people blame the victim in this case. Oh, well, they smoked their whole life or something. But like you said, you know, your grandmother never smoked.
No, she did not smoke.
Was she the one that was married to the coal miner, though?
She was around a lot of secondhand smoke, but she worked in the shipyards in World War II.
They're thinking it could
be the asbestos, whatever.
Absolutely.
It was. But they didn't know what that was back in those days.
Back in those, nobody was even looking for it.
She died when she was 50. So my mom was like, whoa.
Most of the people get to know about lung cancer occur in late ages, even the smokers. Mm. It's not when they're smoking in the early years that they get it. It's only in late years, by the time they're stopped smoking. In more than 60, 65, 70, those are the average mean age where we get lung cancer. So it's not early on, people. So early lung cancers are more likely more genetic related also. Mm.
Okay, so in that case, but there's not a good way to check.
There is no good way right now, yes.
So when we do this lung affair,
we all have sad looks on our faces.
Well, I know, but we can strategize.
Yeah,
okay. Well, let's talk about strategizing when we get back from this break.
And we talk about this lung affair event that's been going on now here in the North State. What, 6-7 years?
This is our eighth
year.
Bingo Bash is fourth, but Lung Affair sponsors every year for last 8 years.
Okay.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Now, John and Sarah Bastiani began their store 8 years ago. They have become a huge success. They're local, of course, but they give great customer service. They have all the guns that you could possibly imagine that you might want to buy, and ammo, all the shooting accessories, classes, and concealed carry. They have it all. They also have real discounts for veterans. The other thing is, with all these new laws have just been passed, you may want to head on down there and buy your gun now. Guns now and ammo now. because of the stupid laws that were passed by the Democrats down in Sacramento. Yeah, I can say that because if the same laws were still passing in Republicans, I'd say the same thing. That this is going to make it harder for you. So get down to Bastiani Arms. Buy your guns now. Buy your ammo now. Head on down there. Buy local. Stay local. And let him give him a chance to beat the big box stores. All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Primla Dununka right after these messages.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Wednesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaride.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I can't wait for the night with you.
Good morning and welcome back. KCNR. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody just wants to be loved by you.
That's what both the candidates are saying. Love me. Love me. Love me too.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on Election Day, November 8th. It's currently 56 degrees. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, America.
Hello, America. By the way, we always say shop local, stay local. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, my favorite boutique, by the way. It's located on Pine Street. You get all kinds of gifts that are hard to find, especially for friends. You can go in and do like a wish list too, ladies, for your husbands or boyfriends or friends that are trying to buy for you. And I just, it's hard. Birthdays, Christmas, whatever it is, you go in and you pick out, okay, here's my list. This is what I love. They can go in and say, okay, that way you're not doing this a lot of wasted time. If you want something, you know, and gift giving is really fun.
That's a great idea. Why don't you give me a list this year instead of saying, well, you know me, you should pick it out. And then I go into a stress beginning on December 24th because that's when I shop.
Christmas Eve, the sweat. I go into the
sweat. Bob and I go out shopping. For you too, and we say, "Well, gosh, where should we go?" Ah!
And you buy your card at the mini mart.
You know what? You're not the only one that's gotten a free oil change, okay? As a Christmas present.
My ex probably still has the little ceramic rose that I, in a panic, bought it because I
7-Eleven.
Oh. Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Oh,
Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, right here in Reading. Hey, you know something? I saw the other day. We were walking around different stores, and I heard this lady talking to the sales girl by saying, "Well, do you have this?" "Well, yes, we do." She says, "Was it online?" And the girl says, "Well, yes, it is." "Oh, okay. Well, then I will probably do that."
Oh,
and,
no.
And I just almost cringe. Went over to the woman. I almost went over to her. I didn't know her. And go, "Do you realize what you just did right then?"
Exactly.
If you go online, I mean, you could buy it right here. But if you go online because you might save a buck, that money that you that sales tax and the money they pay this young lady – is going to go away and never be seen
this
here
is
again.
Disrespectful.
I mean, it's just like, I just wanted to say that to her.
Right, right.
Next time I probably will. But you know what? In today's avenues of concealed carry, she may just drop me.
No. So
or she'll just say something nasty to me. Then what am I going to say? She's like, "Mind your own business." And then I'd go, "Okay, thank you very much." And
we're going to get back on subject matter here. With us is Pramila Danuka. Welcome back to the show. We have a few minutes here. We're talking about an affair. The Lung Affair, the 8th annual Bingo Bash. And, you know, we love what you do. I mean, you are here to talk about the Lung Affair, as well as, of course, it's November 14th, and you can get your tickets where?
You can get it at the gate Wind River Casino, or you can get it from Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care.
Okay.
And phone numbers for each of them, Pace Cancer Center is 530-247-1425. Pulse Urgent Care is 530-722-1111.
We're going to be there. And just because we have been talking about playing bingo.
Absolutely.
Forever.
And how wonderful to support
be able to do
the event.
So we're going to be there with our little
Monday night.
I'm going to bring a dopper. I'm going to bring the dopper.
You know, like, buy a dopper.
I think so. I'm going to ask some elderly lady who's going to your sister's new practice and just say, "Where do you get those daubers for the,
People, you wouldn't believe how prepared they come.
Oh, no.
They come and set up their table.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're professionals.
And
right
don't
there.
Mess with mama
and
when
then,
it comes
and
to
and
her
And then
little
here's
spot
Linda
there.
And I going, "Yeah, what was that?" You know, and we yell, "Bingo!" And then find out
it's
that
fun.
We missed two of the numbers.
No, people get very possessive.
It's a lot of fun, actually. And the prizes, the amount of prizes we have after every round, we have $100 prizes.
Ooh.
And then we have lung cancer facts during that time.
Right.
So it's a great place to be for a few hours. You have a lot of fun.
$20 Please. Gets you in the door, and then you get hors d'oeuvres. How fun.
It's great.
You know what? In the winter, though, right there on the table, right up on the stage, they'll open you up and look at your lung. And,
but
just kidding.
Your business and what you do is that you're an oncologist.
I am.
And Pace Cancer Center is your baby.
That's right.
Okay. So then we talk about that.
My 10-year-old baby right now.
Your 10-year-old baby.
Oh, your 10-year-old's running around the house now. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and you got to start watching. Because, you know, they're kind of looking next year, a couple years, going to be teenagers. You know what that means.
So how do you manage your time? Two doctors in the same household. You've got your kids.
Or
two seniors. So one's in college, one's high school, and then you have a
14-year-old. He's just got into high school, so
going to UPrep. So how do you manage all of that?
I don't know. I just keep on hopping from one activity to the other, and it just happens, I guess.
But you seem like, from the outsider looking in, you guys seem like a really happy family.
we try to keep everybody, they have their own assigned things and everybody keeps doing, and of course we support each other through whatever we all are doing.
And you know, I really you know, think a lot of your husband, and we try to get together for lunch. The only time we can do it is on the weekend. Yeah, I mean, it's like because he's, I mean,
busy.
With
the practice.
And there isn't anybody in this studio right now that he hasn't seen in a very intimate way.
I was just thinking that earlier.
I was like, yeah, you know what? Hi.
We've all been up close and personal. We've all turned our back on him.
That's it, you know. And in fact, Linda did it on the radio.
I remember that one.
That's all right.
To show that, you know what, there's nothing to be afraid of.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
It's actually so good these days. I mean, you hardly remember anything. The medicines, everything. I went through mine. Dr. Reddy did mine. It was just, I'm still talking. And it was over.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel? And the next thing I know, I'm looking at the clock and it's been like 12 minutes. But I'm in another room and I'm like, oh, I was transported. Scotty, beat me up. Beat me up, Scotty.
Yeah. You may feel a little coolest in your head. What? Okay, we're done. What?
No, you're kidding. Anyway, yeah. Okay. But, you know, it's a very serious thing we're talking about. We're talking about lung cancer. It's the number one
killer in U.S.
In the U.S.
And then once it's detected, what's the usual? I mean, it's like every case is individual.
Sure.
But it's something that you can manage.
See, what we try to do is by all this educational awareness is number one thing is 95% lung cancer still are from smoking exposure. So if we can reduce the risk factors, we can help ourselves. And that's why this big stress from Lung Affair on smoking. I want to tell you something. Nowadays, what we are finding is the smoking is most in middle schoolers and high schoolers. Not even high schoolers, actually middle schoolers. More.
Middle schoolers?
New smokers are all coming out of middle school. So our stress on the society as parents and relatives and people in this community, we want to stress that we can cut it right there. We can educate them because they're not aware what's happening. It just goes with peer pressures. Friends is doing, I'm going to do it. This person is doing, my family is doing, or somebody in the family is doing, I'm going to try it out. That kind of thing. But if we educate them early on, we can stop them from getting into this habit. It's a habit, right? So that's why our stress on middle school and high school. Lung Affair actually sponsors educational sessions on all 14 public schools of the county. There is an educationalist who we pay through the fundraising and the support through this program who goes to all the schools in the county twice a year for middle school and high school kids and takes their lessons and they give him a feedback and educates them why is it important to not smoke and what all are issues. And they learn a lot through. You can see what the feedback the kids are giving back. So that's why this program supports this educational awareness in the schools where the highest number of new smokers are coming out from.
Okay.
Number two fact. I'm going to stop you, Carl, here. Because
okay, no, that's okay.
It's linked to it because the second important fact is if the kid doesn't smoke in their middle school and high school, they don't smoke ever in their life.
Really?
That is a fact. This is the statistics. So if we can hold it right there, control it right there, we will have people, community, country free of smokers.
Okay.
That's why it's so much stress that we are trying
put it on. Well, you've got to catch, you know, this is what we say for everything. You got to catch the kids when they're little. You can change things like domestic violence, drugs.
Exactly.
You know, things that are going to harm them, you can if you catch them early. Now, here's the next question here. Marijuana. People seem to think that they can smoke marijuana and it causes no problems. Is that true?
That's completely false. And that's why I said, I'm not talking about oral marijuana and food. That is a different ballgame completely. But smoking marijuana is as bad or even more bad as smoking.
Okay.
As smoking tobacco.
It's actually, I went to a conference and they had lungs from marijuana smoking and lungs from smoking. Side-by-side pictures, and you can see how bad the lungs from marijuana smoking were.
So we can look at one of the things if they legalize marijuana is that we've got to look then at an increase of people with lung diseases and taking care of them.
See, everything, whatever these, we didn't know about smoking till it has already been in the society for 20, 30 years. Same is going to happen with marijuana. Once it's there and we make it legal for everybody, everybody smoking, 20 years down the line, we'll find what marijuana does to people. By the time it will be too late, then we'll be running after trying to catch cancers or whatever it's doing. I don't know. But right now, nobody seems to be making any attention that it is anything bad.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is, oh, gosh, it's like alcohol. Well,
it comes down to money.
It comes down to money. That's
exactly.
Where it is. It's money.
Yeah, but no, neither the people who are doing it nor the people who are promoting it are paying attention what are the long-term side effects of using it. Okay. Nobody cares. But they will start caring when things will start showing up. And we will not. It will be too late by the time we'll see it. Another thing that this whole thing is, which we are seeing even right now, people who start marijuana, though before it was only adults doing it, but now even the kids are doing it. And right. We know very well that marijuana ruins neurons. It's a fact that brain neurons are damaged by marijuana. So it's banned for kids under 18 with the assumption that it's going to harm their neurons. But I believe all adults are we are all growing throughout our life. Our neurons are constantly, we are plastic brain. Our neurons are constantly remodeling and modifying itself throughout our life. If we expose ourselves to marijuana later in the life also, are we not damaging those aspects of plasticity that we have in our brain? So something to think about. But again, the kids who have marijuana using parents at home, they end up using marijuana themselves. It's a fact again, too.
Such wonderful, wonderful advice and information this morning that we've got.
And it's a starter thing.
From a doctor.
It's a starter thing to other things. People who are using marijuana end up using smoking drugs. It all gets tied up and linked up. So it's very hard to say, this is bad, so you can do this, but this is bad, you cannot do it. Because when you're approving one thing, you end up using the other one as well.
Yeah, when you start getting into an addictive behavior.
Addictive behavior, this is what That's it right. is. So how do you differentiate that this is more addictive or less addictive?
Well, you can't. Okay. Dr. Brenda Danuk is here.
Great.
She's
good
got so
stuff.
Much great information. And I really needed to ask about the marijuana
sure,
because
no.
I know we talked about it before. Besides trying to stop kids smoking in middle school, and if you can stop them in middle school, then you can keep them from smoking. But also the use of marijuana, which everybody seems to think, oh, that's okay, but it's going to have a harmful effect in our society also. If you just look at what it does to the lungs and who's going to take care of people that way, plus the other things that it can lead to or does lead to.
You know, for us as a community in Shasta County, we have even higher burden. Let me tell you something. Throughout U.S., California has the highest number of lung cancer cases, highest number of smokers in California, okay? Out of all of California, Shasta County has the highest number of smokers in smoking-related deaths, lung cancer incidents in Shasta County.
It's in Shasta County?
Yeah.
And all of California?
Right here. And it may be because people are moving from San Francisco, but somehow we have the highest incidence of lung cancer right here in our county.
Mm.
We don't want to be number one there.
No.
We are number one right now.
Oh, we don't
and if we
be
don't start paying attention to it, there is no way getting out of it.
Wow.
Dr. Primla Danuka. Okay, and one of the ways you can find out.
More about this is let's go to the Bingo Bash.
Monday, go to Wind River at 5 o'clock. Go there for the Bingo Bash. Linda and I will be
get
there.
Get educated and have fun.
Yeah, and we'll see. I'm bringing my dauber. So
yeah, and I haven't yelled bingo in a long time.
So we may just yell that even if we haven't got it, just because I just need to say it now occasionally. Okay, how do people get a hold of you, doctor?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, if they call you, the center and say, hey, I'd like a little more information.
For this particular, if they just want to learn about Lung Affair, we do actually educational. They can act, I don't know where they will call, but my office
it's
is
on
there.
Facebook.
Facebook,
we have a
yes.
Facebook page.
Yes. I just
can
sent it
put
out.
A question
yes.
there.
Yeah,
we
are sharing
do.
That one everywhere.
Yeah, we can answer non-medical questions there, but not medical things because
right.
Medical
right.
questions.
But if people have got a question like maybe, gosh, you know, I'm coughing or my husband is coughing, what's your phone number?
Best would be if they don't have access, you know, if they're not into any oncologist mm-hmm. or ahead of time, best is to ask your primary doctor to have it checked out.
Okay.
They know what to look. They are aware of it. And if they think it's important, they will send you for CT scans and stuff. X-rays don't work, of course. So, like I was saying, we need to put it risk-specific. So high-risk patients actually are able to get scans done, and insurances pay for it. Low-risk patients their providers can evaluate and figure it out. So I think best is to get in touch with your primary care providers and ask them that these are my symptoms and this is what do I do about it.
Okay.
And they can start from there. But high-risk patients would be, let me go over quickly what high-risk
sure.
patients would be. High-risk patient would be somebody who has history of smoking in past, even in past, or are current smokers. Somebody who has occupational exposure to asbestos, radon. Radon is very big there. We don't pay attention. We don't even check. But that is one big
But you
one.
Can buy radon detectors for your home.
Yes, and I think everybody should have their home checked out because we are living in home and 10, 12 hours we are sleeping in our house and that's an exposure
we
that
have.
We
have one
in
our bedroom because when we refied, you have to have one in your house.
Checked out, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so but they're, for $25, you can put one in your house.
Exactly.
And they're portable. And you can stick them in your bedroom so you can see if it's got any radon.
Yeah, so radon checking is good. And we should be aware of other factors like people in construction industries, painters, other occupations that are high risk for lung cancers, metal workers, electric exposure. Sanding, coal worker exposure. People who are high risk professions, you should be aware whether your profession is in. Pay extra attention. Those would be the high risk, or if somebody in your family has repeated high without any cause, like you know, not smokers are still having. Maybe there is some genetic link there. We don't know much about it as of now. We haven't found any gene related, but there are some genetic related cancers as well.
How about firefighters and
Cal
Fire and all those guys?
Because
they're high risk.
They're high risk.
So they should be checked a lot.
They should be checked and screened.
And screened, okay.
So if you suspect or if you are even thinking about it, talk to your providers. And if they find something, then they refer to us. Because most of the time, it's not that we are finding. Only 1 in 13 is the average risk right now.
Okay.
1 in 13% out of 13 people would get a lung cancer. But still, it's because it's high in incidence, 250,000 people every year, and out of which about 150,000 people die. That's a big mortality every year. So we really need to pay attention and focus on early detection. Because once it's advanced, then there's not a whole lot you can do except prolong life. Whereas in early stages, stage 1 and 2, you can actually cure people. They don't need to necessarily die from it. So that's the whole big shift. If we can move this from late detection to an early detection, there'll be huge change in the statistics on it.
And this will happen.
As long as people like
you and Lung Affair and what people are doing.
We are just doing our part of educating and making this awareness about this at this time. I hope more people catch on to it and work on it. But because, like I said, some cancer get more attention and some don't get any. Whereas this is something that we really need to focus on, I think. It's number one killer after all. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? If this was something like the Zika, remember the Zika virus that came through? If this was killing this many people a year, you would have a lot more focus on it.
Yeah.
And if you were, of course, okay, I'm not going to get into a political side here about veterans. So early detection. If you're at risk, these are all things you need to tell your doctor so then they can screen you and then let you come down and see Dr. Danuka, who will take care of you wonderfully.
Thank you
so much for being with us again.
Thank
November
you.
14th, it's a Lung Affair. You can go to Facebook. You can buy tickets at the door.
Tickets can be bought at the door as
20
well.
$20 gets you in, fun. We're going to be there.
Appetizers there and it's got, you
we'll,
know,
we'll
I mean,
be
you're
there.
Playing, you can win money and you can learn
Starts
a lot.
Starts at 5.
5:30. Yeah.
Easy.
Easy. Get dinner there and then get started
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. Dr. Pumla Danuka, thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take an early break here. We'll be right back with the last part of our show here on KCNR 1460. Election Day.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's time to stuff the truck at Taylor Motors. Join Taylor Motors as the community comes together to donate turkeys, hams, clothing, and toys for roughly 800 local families in need. The trucks from the Good News Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army will be there at the ready, the front lot of Taylor Motors. It's a simple drive-through and handoff and does so much good for a family through the holidays. Please join us in changing someone's life. It's Stuff the Truck at Taylor Motors Thursday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because everyone deserves a Merry Christmas.
Some have described me as a watchdog, and I accept that label. I'm the city council member who looks out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, the taxpayer. I'm the watchdog advocating for lower costs, minimized fees, streamlined red tape for businesses and for all of us. For more information on these and other issues, please go to my website, GaryCadd.com. I'm Gary Cadd. I work for you.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It's about 19 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're running a little bit late today. Yeah, we're all free-falling. This portion of the show brought to you the whole country. You know what? I liked what you said. Our country is in labor right now, and we don't know if we're going to have a little boy or a little girl. I like it.
I have to attribute that to my friend Mark Oldham, who works for a major station down south as their engineer for a major television station.
And, cool.
That was just a great statement.
It was. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, speaking of great, is the greatest barbershop in the world, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right in there. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. This is it. Trust me, when you go in there, you don't have to worry about who's voting for who. In that place, maybe a couple of people getting a haircut. I wouldn't say it out loud today because you never can tell how your hair comes out. Anyway, it's about 17 minutes before the hour of 9. It's 56 degrees. It's going up to 74 today. It is a beautiful day. You need to go out and vote. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta. Gas, propane, 365-3793. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the story. You've heard it a million times, but I'm going to tell you again. I'm in Iraq. It's first free elections that women can vote in, and they're marching down the street. They're singing and crying because they were told if you vote, you get killed. Now, think about that. We're going to blow up bombs at the polling place. If you vote, we're going to shoot you. All these things. They marched down arm in arm, voted. The happiest day, they showed that thumb with the purple ink on it showing that they had voted. Now, think about that, my friends. Think about how these people faced death to go down and vote. And here you are sitting on your butt on your couch going, playing your video games, or you just kind of like, I don't know. I'm just not... I don't know. I don't know if I should vote. You know, yes, get off your butt, get out there and vote. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no what ifs or anything. You can vote. And the last time there was a big election and we went to a restaurant, be remain unnamed, the server, Linda says, "Did you vote today?"
Oh.
And what happened? She said.
She said, well, she said no. And she said, doesn't matter anyway. And I looked at Carl, and we just had our vote stickers on, and I've told this story before on the air. I almost got up and left. And this is one of our favorite restaurants. I almost got up and left because it made me sick to my stomach because, you know, I'm not going to sit and lecture this young lady. I said, "How old are you?" And she said, early 20s.
Yeah, 24.
She goes, "Nobody in my age group, you know, nobody that I hang out with." I said, "Are you telling me," that's what I said to her, "are you telling me that none of your friends thought it was important enough to vote?" Now, this was 8 years ago.
No, it was four years ago. Last presidential election.
And she said,
because that's when we go out usually, and I mean, when we're, you know, when we do it together and, you know, come back, we vote in between, of course. Yeah. But
I mean, I it made me sick because, you know, her mindset was like a lot of, we don't feel like it's, you know, going to matter anyway. No. So I felt like I wanted to go to the owner, which I know personally, and say, "You need to instruct your people that work for you the importance of what it is to vote." How can you just not let them know that it's important to vote?
I haven't seen her since then. So maybe that happened. Maybe that it was realized. She was also bereft in other things, too. Hey, we're going to get back on schedule here and take a break. The big thing, though, is that today is Election Day, and you need to get out there. If you haven't already, you need to get out there and join us for voting. And if you don't, you've got to really ask yourself, why aren't you using your American citizenship? Why aren't you using this opportunity to make a difference? And you can say, "Oh, it's not a difference. It doesn't make a difference how we vote in California." Yes, 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 it does make a difference. It makes a difference. And how? You know what? Either side, if it's close, for either side, at least they can say, "Look, there's a lot of people who don't like exactly what I'm going to be doing here. Maybe I should lean into the middle more, or maybe I should reach out to those millions and millions of people who are upset. Maybe that'll happen." Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Call us. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us where you're going to go vote today. Tell us why you wouldn't vote. 605-4567.
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend only.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised
if we would just give up the notion of God. No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's 2 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on November the 8th.
I was tired of my lady.
That's a good ending, though.
Voting! Today, we're going to go to the booth right after the show is over, but portion of the show is... brought to you by Home Helpers, in-home care services, more than just a health care agency. They're like family. They're locally owned, trust provider of the quality, compassionate in-home care, and they customize your home care solutions to your unique situation with affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest, and that's at home. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give Sharon and her gang a call, 226-8350.
Okay, so last-minute thoughts from anybody out there, 605-4567, on why you made your decision there.
Phone lines are open. Operators are standing by.
Standing by. And for
I'm sitting, actually.
Well, truly, they are sitting there. Gosh, you know, you're looking at the headlines. I mean, some of them are just so odious or differous.
No, they're horrible.
They're terrible. They're horrible. The things they're saying about the people. But you know what? I'm looking at it, and it's the left, if I can say that. The left is really, really nasty. And these are left kind of mainstream kind of things. Just the stuff they're saying in the photos they're showing and how they're attacking people because they said they want to vote for Trump. Brady and Belichick getting attacked for voting for Trump or for supporting Trump. And you see other things in here, just the things they're saying about him. It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, where does it say that because that you support somebody that you are a bad person because you support this man or this woman? The other thing too is Facebook. I have to admit, you know, there's a lot of people that I've got as, quote, friends. And I'm getting stuff from them. And I'm going, who is this person?
Yeah.
And why are they saying that? So I just take care of that. Because if I don't know them, and it's not just supporting a candidate. It's the things they say along with supporting the candidate that's just really kind of, like, shocking. And I look at it and I go, what you know? Why is this person even in my whole thing here? So boom, they're gone, and you know, and I would expect them to do that too. I mean, I will forward things. You forward things right on Facebook and stuff like that, and I don't do it in email, but in Facebook, yeah, I'll share this. I don't usually make a comment though about it. So anyway, oh gosh, people are just lined up now. Okay, Charles, let's go to Charles first. Charles, good morning.
Yes. Here we get to is our opportunity to show, you know, God and everybody else what our attitude is toward the thing that he has given us stewardship over. I mean, the right to vote, the ability to choose your office holder, your representatives, etc., is a God-given and blood-bought stewardship. The
Yep, it
God
is.
God expects us to to take care of properly, and and if we just treat it like it's nothing, then what does that say about our attitude towards God and towards other people, and also toward the people who who paid with their blood to so that we could continue to have this this responsibility.
Opportunity and responsibility. You're right.
It isn't a selfish thing that we do for our own pleasure. This is something that we do because it's a responsibility toward God and toward other people.
It is. And, so we got to go out and vote.
Right. We have to.
We have to live up to our responsibilities.
We have to know who we're voting for. Well, we have to have an. We have to vote intelligently, knowledgeably, and we have to vote. And to quote Todd Beamer, let's roll.
Okay, let's roll. Thanks a lot, Charles.
Okay. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm just on my way to cast my ballot, but before I went, I went and saw that movie yesterday at Razorback Ridge.
Mm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd like to put out a challenge that if anybody goes and sees that movie, you're going to be so compelled and to go up to Igo on the 11th at 11 o'clock and,
yeah,
and see the memorial service up there for the veterans.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock on Friday at Igo, there's going to be a service up there. They're also going to be having commemorating the Vietnam War with the placing of the new Vietnam Memorial up there.
Oh, boy.
But it's just also, thanking veterans on this day, on Veterans Day. And you're right, Hacksaw Ridge was something where a young man who doesn't even carry a rifle, and he says, God, let me save one more man. Let me save one more. And he said that 74 times.
It's an amazing movie. I was so, it's graphic, but it's really, and it's a true story. That's the powerful thing. You couldn't make this stuff up. It was phenomenal.
And in fact, if you read the citation for this young man, you'll see that that movie just depicted most of it, not all of it. And what he did was even further on. But probably people wouldn't believe, because what he did was, he did all of that. You saw in the movie, but he actually did more. And so when you read the whole citation, you go, oh, my gosh. I mean, and then he lived, of course, at the end of the movie, you get to hear him speak. He's 80-something years old. So, and he just said it was all worth it when he saw one of the men that he saved saw him smile. So,
And it's a love story, too. I mean, it covers all the bases. I'll see it again at least one more time. It's phenomenal.
It's worth it. But, hey, Jeff, thank you for your service, and thank you for going out there and voting, because it's so important.
Oh, yes. You couldn't keep me away.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, as soon as the show is over, Linda and I are going to hop into the Jeep and head for the polling place.
That's okay. Right.
There we go. So we may see you out there.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks a
Thank
lot,
you
Jeff.
So much.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be on the remote down at Cornerstone Bank. Chief of Police will be joining us there at 8 o'clock. And we'll be talking, we'll just have a regular show, but we'll also be collecting money for having veterans be able to ride the RABA bus. And by getting the money will be matched by RABA. And then, of course, bus passes will be provided to our veterans to be able to ride the RABA bus line. And you get those through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. So, Bad Bob, you've already voted.
Yes, we I hand walked our absentees down to the polling station and down to the registrar's office, and there were a number. Actually, had a nice conversation with a lady who, we might have been on absolutely opposite ends of the political spectrum, but we both expressed a sense of relief that finally the anticipation is one way or another will be resolved, and we can just move on.
Yes.
Okay, let me throw these out here just for a couple propositions. Proposition 57
criminal sentencing, parole, juvenile criminal proceedings, and sentencing. They make it sound like, oh, gosh, we're making the streets more safe. No, they're releasing rapists, thugs, people that assault other people, guns. That's what Proposition 57. If you like what 109 and 47 did, then you're just going to love 57. So I'm voting no on 57. The other one, big one for there's so all of them are big. But Proposition 63, that's Gavin's trying to strip you of your right to be able to buy ammo without having a background check and have the waiting period and all this. That's Proposition 63. Again, that's something that I'm voting no on. It's up to you, of course, if you want to. And of course, 64 is marijuana legalization. We just heard that marijuana is going to damage your lungs just like tobacco, if not more. So there's something else you'd be thinking about. And then, of course, the big one, the Proposition 60. Should adult films make their stars wear condoms? How in the hell did that get in there as a proposition?
I don't know.
How did that get as a proposition? With every other thing that's going on in the world,
my goodness.
We've got to figure out if people in adult films should wear condoms. You know? I'm kind of like a libertarian there. I don't care if adult film people
anyway,
wear.
Enough of that.
Okay, tomorrow. Come on down to Cornerstone.
And let us know what happened for you today. Like, what was your feeling about the whole experience for Election Day? Thank you so much, Bob. This is a historic day that will go, of course, forever and ever. We'll be thinking about this day for the rest of our lives.
This is the day.
Can I get the legal ID now?
Yes.
No, because I'll say it's the good guys against the bad guys. Good guys vote. Now I'll give the legal ID.
The news from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
If he loses and the results are legit and fair. Trump will address supporters later tonight here in Midtown Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
Hillary Clinton has cast her vote for president this morning at a polling place near her home in Chappaqua, New York. She and husband Bill Clinton walked into the polling center as people cheered. Earlier this morning, her running mate Tim Kaine voted in his hometown of Richmond, Virginia. Donald Trump casting his vote in New York.